We're holding by a Tzeres Mitzvah. Tzeres Mitzvah is a once-a-year opportunity that the Ribbono Shel Olam gives us to do tshuva in a way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is willing to be mekabel our tshuva, even if it's not 100%. It's an opportunity that, like the Ribbono Yehuda says, when he's talking in the second parak of Shaarei Tshuva, he says that there's six things that are require a person to do tshuva. And one of them, he says, is a Tzeres Mitzvah. It's the Eitz Ratzon Sh'atshuva Miskabel V'Atkila. It's a special time. But interestingly enough, Rav Volvo points out, he says very often we see people that are busy with Dalai Minim, people that are busy with Esregim, people that are busy with building the Sukkah during a Tzeres Mitzvah. The question is, if now's the time for Tshuva, so why are they busy with these other mitzvahs? So the truth is, he says, he points out that Chazal tell us that we shouldn't rely on our lev, because it's very hard. Mitzvahs that are dependent on a person's heart, it's very hard to rely on it. So that's why it comes before Pesach, even though we daraisa from the Torah, it's enough to just be mevatel a person's chametz. He doesn't even have to clean his house. Definitely save us a lot of time. Nevertheless, Chazal said, no, don't rely on the bittul in your heart. It could be that sometime in the middle of Pesach, you're going to find the geshmak, a bottle of whiskey, that maybe you really weren't mevatel 100%. Therefore, get rid of all chametz. Get rid of everything in the house. It's going to be hard. It's going to have to take up maybe days or weeks of cleaning the house. But nevertheless, you could be certain now that the mitzvah is going to be done properly. A mitzvah which is only dependent on a person's heart, it's hard to rely on. People like actions. The same thing here comes the Tzeres Mitzvah. People like actions. And therefore, it's much easier to do a mitzvah like finding the Dalai Minim or building a sukkah, then tshuva. Tshuva is something that's dependent on the heart. However, says Rav Volvo, it's unfortunate because now's the time. Now's the opportunity. Now's the mitzvah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us, the 10 days a year that Chazal tell us, Dirshu Hashem v'matzik ruvi yisakarev. This is the time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is close to us. This is the time that Hashem accepts our tshuva, lemechtza l'shlish. As Rabbi Yehuda says, l'chol tshuva. No matter what a person does, and whoever amount of tshuva he does, HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepts it. The question is just how to do tshuva. Most people, since it's something which is dependent on the heart, they get a little bit flustered. What am I supposed to do? Where am I supposed to start? How am I supposed to do it? I have a million things that I have to do tshuva for. I tried doing tshuva in the past and it didn't last. I made a kabbalah to make my kabbalah, and nevertheless, nothing happened. So what am I supposed to be doing? Practically, I'm where I was last year, 2 years ago, 5 years ago, 10 years ago. Nothing's changed, and I don't see anything changing in the near future. What am I supposed to do? So the first thing to define is what is tshuva. What is tshuva? Says the Mabit that tshuva is kirva l'Hashem b'mircha kachet. Kirva to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if we're being shoved, if we're returning somewhere, where are we returning to? We're returning to the Ribbono Shel Olam. The chet caused the richuk, and now we return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, you must realize that this has nothing to do with Da'inish. It also is very helpful that a person shouldn't get nenash. However, every chet really causes a person, in addition to the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be manish him for going against his will, but that's the main basis aspect of the chet, was that it caused a person to be nisrachik from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Imagine two friends, and one friend does something to upset his other friend, something that's really upsetting. Now, is he scared that his friend is going to take revenge against him? A spouse. Somebody does something to the wife, the wife does something to the husband. So now the husband is scared that the wife is not going to serve him lunch because he did something? No, he's not scared. He's not scared of repercussions of that she's going to take revenge against him. But he feels bad that he did something to upset somebody. So there was a certain rikhik, there was a certain barrier that was placed in between them. They had a great relationship up until now, or two friends, spouse, somebody had a close relationship with. And now, due to this chet, due to the whatever it was that was done to upset the other person, there's now something there, that something, a fence, a barrier in between them. That's got to be taken down. That's the first thing that's to be taken down. That's what tshuva is. Tshuva is, first of all, I was nisachik from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're here to create a relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's why we're here. We can never forget it. There's a lot of things that we're busy with, but the bottom line and the middle line and the final line is always that we're here to create a relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam. And therefore, if a person does something wrong, the first thing that he has to do is make it right and apologize to Rebbeinu Shalom. Which is something Reb Shimshon Pinkus says you have to bear in mind in the middle of Shvat. Person doesn't have hero. So he thinks in the back of his mind, okay, comes Aseres Mitzvah, comes Yom Ha'aron, then we'll try to take care of it. He says, imagine a husband does something to a wife. He says, okay, no, I'll wait 6 months till Aseres Mitzvah to make it right. You plan on living with this person for the next 6 months in the same house, and you're not planning to right what you did? You're living with Rebbeinu Shlomo day in, day out, every second of your life. Make it right. The first basic aspect of tshuva, anytime that person does a chet, is to say, Rebbeinu Shlomo, I'm sorry. Rebbeinu Shlomo, I'm sorry. I'm going to try not to do that again. That's the basic tshuva that has to be done at any time. And certainly, that is the basic tshuva that's now during Aseres Mitzvah. That is what tshuva is. Now, how does one do tshuva? We know there's three basic steps: charato, vidui, and kavala. So, where's the hard part here? So some people say charata is difficult. Charata is difficult. I don't really feel so bad. I've done that very so many times, spoken to Hashem so many times. I don't really feel so bad. You don't really feel so bad. And if somebody told you you weren't able to do tshuva, you'd be totally fine with that. No, nobody's happy with their averus. Nobody wants their averus. And therefore, that in itself is a charata that a person has. It's the basic level of charata, and it's a charata. A person is remorseful. He feels bad that he did that averus, rather that he didn't do it. Does he have these terrible pangs of guilt that he shouldn't have done this? Maybe not. That's yogurin, like Rabbi Yehuda says. That's something which is in additional to the basic harata, feeling remorse that he did it. Nobody wants to do something to upset the Rebbeinu Shlomo. You're not happy. You have that harata. Vidui, very simple. We all say vidui on Yom Kippur. That's vidui. So where's the difficult part? The difficult part is Kabbalah. I had to say that I'm never going to do this again in my life. Kabbalah, how can I make such a Kabbalah? So in Hanami, very often it's impossible to make such a Kabbalah. So the same way that somebody becomes a Baal Teshuva, he tells you, he says, wow, I just saw what happened on, he was part of October 7th, he was there, bullets whizzing over his head, and he was saved. And he wants to be chayz b'tshuva. That's it. Rabbi, tell me what I'm supposed to do. So what do we tell him to do? Okay, you want to be chayz b'tshuva? Sure. So you have to be kavol Shabbos, and you have to be kavol kashrus and taras mishpacha and dalan minim and sukkah. And nah, it's not Jack. You can't do this all at one time. It's all ezachavavol, one thing at a time. There's so many things they have to learn. So many things to do. We're going to start with one thing. We're going to start with one thing. Well, our plan and our goal and our mission is to get to all 613 mitzvahs. However, if we really want it to last, then it's got to be one thing at a time. It's the same thing by us. We call a handyman. We call a handyman, and you say, listen here, I need you for today. I have a bunch of things that I have to take care of, and see if you could dedicate a day to me. So he comes in, and you give him a whole list of things. I have a floorboard that's coming off, and some paint is chipped, and a handle of one of the doors is loose, and a whole bunch of things that he has. So the guy takes the list and he starts with the handle of the door. And he's starting the handle of the door and he says, hold on, what's with the paint? He says, well, no problem. I have a whole list of things. We're going to do one at a time. You can't also paint and also fix the handle and also bang in the floorboard and do everything at one time. One thing at a time. So, the first thing the person does is make the list for the handyman. Make the list for yourself of all the things that you'd like to rectify. That means that you must take some time over the course of the Aseres Mitzvot to make such a list. This is the time. This is the days. These are the days that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us to make this list. Make this list of things that you would like to work on. And then from those things, we choose one to start with. One to start with. This is here. I'm on my mission. I can't do them all at once. I'm going to start with one thing. We know from Yisrael Salanter to start with the easiest aspect of the Aveiro. Is that like some sort of discount that we have for the 21st century because it's too hard for us? No, it's not. It's also the best way for it to last. But he says that the biggest tvi on a person, the biggest claim against a person, is on the easiest part of the Aveiro. If it was so easy for you not to do it, so then why did you do it? So we start by the easiest things. If I know that I always go speak Lashon Hara, I'm speaking, a person speaks Lashon Hara 50 times a day. Okay, so now where do I start? I know that when I eat lunch and this guy sits next to me, that I always have to speak Lashon Hara with him. Okay, so you eat lunch and sit next to somebody else, a different friend. They won't speak Lashon Hara. It's so easy, simple as that. Just circumvent the situation and you'll get out of it. That's the easiest way to get out of it. That's where we start. That's where we start. And that's the Kabbalah we start with the intention of getting other places. Now, this list in and of itself is worth its weight in gold if you go over it once a week, once a month, a few times over the year, just to make it a milsa de Rami Le Danish. To remember, these are the things I want to work on. The very fact that it's written down, it'll help you. A lot of times it gets pushed into the recesses of our mind. But if we have it written down in front of us, then we'll remember to do it. Remember, it'll be on our mind, it'll be much easier for us to do it. But I want to just clarify one thing with regard to Kabbalah that a lot of people make a mistake with. And they make a Kabbalah, and comes Sukkis, and comes maybe even Bein HaZmanim, comes Hanukkah very often, and the Kabbalah is long gone. So I got a heard from somebody this year, and he said that he finally figured, Shmuel Pollack, he said he finally figured out, he always used to make a Kabbalah, and then you make a Knas for himself. He didn't keep the Kabbalah, and then a Knas for a Knas, and then if he didn't keep the Knas for the Kabbalah, like, what is he supposed to do? So he says he just finally, he realized what the Eitz is. He said he made a Kabbalah that if he stopped doing the Kabbalah, he's going to be Mekabbalah again. Be Mekabbalah the Kabbalah another time. He says 1 year is 15 times that he was Mekabbalah. It was, what's the difference? Who cares? You stop doing it, so start again. That's what it is. Shevi comes, we try, and it didn't work out, so we try again, try again. It's not like, okay, Hanukkah came and the Kabbalah's up. Nope, so we'll try again. We'll continue. But I want to clarify with regard to the Kabbalah. What's with it? How does a person make a Kabbalah? Let's say a person dedicates an hour a day to learning, and he realizes that he's not learning the whole hour, and he really shouldn't be learning the whole hour. So he wants to make a Kabbalah to strengthen that hour. How does he do it? What does he do? So let's see. The first thing is he has to make a cheshbon of how much time does he really learn. So by the time he gets into his car, by the time he gets to shul, by the time it's really 9 to 10 o'clock is his hour that he dedicates. By the time he really leaves his house, it's maybe 9:04. By the time he gets to shul, it's like 9:11. Then he goes over to a few guys and just to say alone, see how the day was. It's already 9:17. Then he gets to get the coffee and sits down. It's 9:23. Already 9:35. He gets up. He has to just to air out a little bit, take a cigarette, and 9:42. Sitting back down and just schmooze with chavrus a few minutes, and then he has to leave a little bit early because his wife needs him back. So it's like 9:54. He leaves. Okay. So at the end of the day, how much time does he have? Out of the hour, he has 17 minutes. 17 minutes. That's how much he's learning. Okay. He wasn't his chazik. So what's the kabbalah that a person makes? And he should learn in half an hour. Some will say, okay, he's not holding there 25. The Kabbalah is then not less than 17 minutes because he knows that he could do 17 minutes. 18 minutes, he doesn't know that he could do, but 17 minutes, he knows that he could do. And this applies to all aspects. Lashon Hara, you know that you could refrain from Lashon Hara once a day, and that you could do it. You know that you could do it. That's where we start with. And that's a Kabbalah that can last. And if it doesn't last, so we'll try again. We'll try again. We tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, listen here, we want to change. We're on our way to change. And it takes us, we're a handyman. We can't do the whole list at once. We're honest. And therefore, we're doing one thing at a time. So we start the charat that we have, the vidur we have, the Kabbalah, it's not so hard. And if we set ourselves on the right path, then Be'ezer Hashem, we will get to Tshuva Shleimo, to a Gemar Chasima Teiva, and a good Gibran Shtiyar, full of Bracha and Atzlocha, Beruch Nisa B'Gashmias.